We're back. It is prediction time. We are going to disagree on a lot of things. I'm all of a sudden excited about this video. I've got two guys who have safety predictions. I've got my own share of them. So we're going to talk safety predictions. Tim, sorry, you don't get to go first. We're going to get to the good stuff right away. We're going to give Andy Backstrom the floor, and he's going to give us a bold prediction for this safeties room, and then we'll get to talk about it.
Yeah, I'll open the can of worms. I'm saying that Caleb Downs, and this is really, in my opinion, not that bold, given what Ryan Day said about potentially using him as some kind of running back. I see him more as a playmaker than a running back per se. I'm saying he gets 5 to 7 touches on offense, and he has 3 total touchdowns this season. Now, those touchdowns could come, you know, either as a ball carrier, as a interception returner, as a fumble recovery return, maybe even as a punt returner. So I'm not just classifying those touchdowns as offense, but I do think you'll get 5 to 7 offensive touches. And for me, that doesn't come in like the break glass case of emergency running back situation. I don't really think he will be that as far as like the fifth running back. I think that's more TC Caffey. I just think that it gives them creativity with the offense. And now that Chip Kelly is the offensive coordinator, I think that he's going to, you know, see that as a toolbox. And look, people can say, and I know Spencer will probably address this, the injury concern, the risk, that's there. But like, this is football. You can get hurt doing anything. He could get hurt walking out of the Woody. Obviously, you don't want that to happen. But if he is a star, and we've seen this with Heisman caliber players on the defensive side of the ball, they get these opportunities sometimes because they're really, really good athletes.
Yeah. We saw Lathan Ransom get hurt playing defense last year. You know what I mean? So anything can happen. Number two, I won't get ad nauseum in here. My bold prediction is that Lathan Ransom and Caleb Downs will combine for a minimum 5 interceptions this year. I like both of these guys from a savvy standpoint. I really like the way Caleb Downs can get from A to B just when you don't expect to see him there. So my bold prediction is these two will combine for a minimum 5 interceptions this year, which are, I think will be vitally needed for this defense to really be that silver bullet unit that a lot of people think it can be.
Yeah, I think Caleb Downs is going to be first team All-American. I don't think that's bold at all, but I think Lathan Ransom will be either media or coaches all Big Ten. So give me Caleb Downs, the first team All-American, which means he'll be on the first team all Big Ten list, but then also couple that with Lathan Ransom getting one of those all Big Ten nods. I think Ohio State will have an All-American safety and an all Big Ten safety to go along with each other. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah. You know, it was funny. I was going to say exactly the same thing, believe it or not. But then you start thinking about your buddy there who ranked the two Iowa safeties ahead of Ohio State in terms of safety tandems, you know. So it's hard for two players from basically in the and let's face it, no matter who's voting on this, they're looking at these guys as two safeties, not as a strong or free, or not necessarily looking at the way these guys are played one way or the other. But I agree. I think they will both be of that caliber.
Yeah, it's going to be special to watch. Especially when both of them are playing safety because they're safety.
Well, Schulte's pretty good too, you know. So
I mean, but Caleb Downs and Lathan Ransom, two safeties who play safety. Ohio State's got really good players on offense, so I'm excited to see these two guys play on defense because that's where they belong. I guess I'll address it, the Downs thing. Like, I'm not the fun police. I'm not anti defensive players playing offense. I am anti when you tell me at every turn that you have all the offensive skill talent to do what you want to do on offense, all of these receivers that you've – Tim, hold on. All of these weapons that you've recruited on offense, you bring in Quinshon Judkins and you convince Trevon Henderson to come back. You have James Peoples, who needs touches not just now but for the future. To get him ready for the running back room. And, oh, by the way, your number one concern on the entire roster, according to you, Ryan Day, the head coach, is safety depth. What are we doing? Why? Why would you even risk that? Because guess what? No matter what, I know he can get hurt on defense. I'm not stupid. Yeah. If Caleb Downs is hurt on defense, you chalk it up to playing football. If he gets hurt on offense, you chalk it up to complete stupidity because you had offensive weapons to use and you did not use them, and you tried to use the All-American safety. And that by default changes the entire outlook of your season. Because if Caleb Downs is not on the field, your defense is lesser than it was with him on the field.
Yeah.
There's no explanation for me that I could hear that gives me feeling good about Caleb Downs trying to play offense. And it's fine if you do feel good about it. And you can feel that way. And I respect Andy's opinion there. I'm just on the complete opposite side of that.
But what was the reason why Ryan Day even brought up Caleb Downs seeing some spot duty as a running back? Was because they only have five running backs. And that was basically what led him into that discussion. Why didn't you go after a running back in the transfer portal? They went after a safety in the transfer portal in Keenan Nelson Jr. So why didn't they go after a running back? Well, we think I'm quoting Ryan Day here, paraphrasing Ryan Day. They think that Caleb Downs could give them a little bit there. They liked what they saw in a little bit of a flash situations in the spring. If you watch his video from high school as a offensive player, you can see why they like what they saw. So why not give it a shot? See, I'm not making that kind of forecast like Andy did based on my whimsical thinking. I'm basing it based on the whimsical thinking of Ryan Day and Chip Kelly.
Andy?
Yeah, look, I think this has got to be a season where you just go all in for Ohio State and you don't hold any punches back. And yeah, you got to take some risks. And I honestly felt like in the Michigan game last year, they didn't take enough risks. You know, whether that's defensively on that final drive, you know, kind of letting Michigan milk the clock a little bit, you get a stop eventually, but there's not much time left to go after that. You know, maybe it's Jim Knowles being more aggressive with his scheme this year in year three. Maybe it's Ryan Day and Chip Kelly and this offense taking some more shots or being more creative offensively. And I'm not just talking pre-snap motion like we saw a lot of last year. I'm talking about, yeah, a few gadget plays here and there. And it doesn't have to be anything crazy, but I think you go all in. Yeah, there's risk, but you need to have risk to win a national title, in my opinion. And yeah. I think that's what this year is all about. It's all the chips in. And this is one of those chips, in my opinion. And yeah, I know it would be a really bad look if it resulted in injury. But like, if you play that game, can you win a national title? I think if you get so caught up and this could go wrong, I don't think you can win that way. I think you have to just go for it.
Yeah, I'd still rather see Brandon Ennis or Emeka Ibuka take a handoff from the running back spot than Caleb Downs. But hey, this is why we do these, because disagreement is fun. We're at some point, as long as Ryan Day keeps telling us that Caleb Downs is the emergency running back, we'll have to do a video just about that. And maybe it'll be an hour long, maybe it'll be 6 hours long, but we will break down every aspect of that. Just because it's not only is it something that could happen, but it's also fun to talk about. And hey, if you want to, the EA Sports video game comes out next week. Put Caleb Downs at running back for yourself and go crazy. And that's the only place he should play running back, in my opinion. But that's okay. Andy and I disagree. Andy and I don't disagree too often. It's normally Tim and I, but that's okay. That's what we do these for. Tim May in the middle of your screen, the 41-year vet. He had a good – I'm proud of you, Tim. That was a good prediction you brought to the table there. Five interceptions for the fellas playing safety at Ohio State.
Thanks, Mr. Holbrook.
Andy Backstrom, just a bold prediction, good talking point there with Caleb Downs getting some offensive touches, and then me with those all-conference, all-American selections. Pretty decent set of picks here. We'll be back next week to pick the cornerback predictions and talk about the cornerback room, one of the best cornerback rooms. Actually, scratch that, the best cornerback room in the country.
Isn't that crazy to say? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, compared to 2-3 years ago, it is quite literally night and day. And maybe the darkest night a few years ago, and now one of the brightest days. Just a bizarre way that Tim Walton has been able to turn this room over, but it's a credit to him. We'll talk about all of that next week, though. And then, boom, we'll be at Big Ten Media Days the very following week. That next Monday, we're going to head over to Indianapolis for Big Ten Media Days. Tim May will be there, Andy Backstrom, and me, Spencer Holbrook. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys over at LettermanRow.com as we wrap up Safeties Week and begin Cornerback Week next week.